Welcome to the Awakening to Abundance podcast. I'm your host, Athena. This podcast is more than a podcast. It's a transformative journey designed to help you awaken to your abundance, for you to discover what living the fullness of life means to you, and to co-create that life in this podcast community. As always, we're jumping right in with today's episode. Welcome to the Abundance and Manifestation Fundamentals. Today, I'm going to go over the foundations of what abundance and manifestation is so that when you're listening to the podcast or you're just more interested in understanding overview of different terms, you can come back to this video time and time again to get a better understanding of these concepts. And this is also really helpful because wherever you are in your process and journey of understanding and allowing in abundance and where you are in your manifestation journey, it will change as you change. And so some of the concepts that you'll be introduced to today will have a different resonance, have a different energy as you continue through your process. So this video is here for you whenever you want to come back to it. So let's dive right in. What is abundance? Well, for me, in the way that I teach abundance, I teach it as the fullness of life. So it's not just about money, although it includes money, and it's not about having a lot of something, whether that be energy, whether that be something tangible. That's not what I'm talking about here. What I'm talking about is the fullness of life, meaning that in every aspect of life, there feels like alignment. There feels like authenticity. There feels like space to be who you are and to create what you want to create out of this beautiful life. And also that there is a feeling of trust and love for yourself, but also a belief in something bigger than you, and that you get to call it whatever you want, but it is the flow of life and a surrendering into that flow of life. So abundance is also whatever you say abundance is, because there are so many different ways to live life, and because you are so uniquely you that no one can tell you what you like or what you should do, it's really tapping into that authenticity for yourself and knowing yourself well enough to say, this is what I enjoy. This is what I want to create more of. This is what I want to experience. So let's talk a little bit about manifestation, because it's really wonderful to have that connection with yourself, to have that connection to something bigger. And at the same time, it doesn't end there. We get to create the life that we love. We get to manifest experiences. We get to manifest things that are enjoyable to us. We get to manifest becoming the person who we know that we are. Becoming the person who feels so lit up by life that they can't help exude abundance to others, and to be an example that others can also live in their abundance and manifest whatever it is that they also want in their lives. So manifestation is a way to outwardly, in this 3D realm that we live in, express the abundance that is internal. Okay, so how do I teach manifestation? Well, it comes in three pillars. And the first pillar is, what is my desire? The second pillar is, does this desire exist? Can I find evidence of it manifested for somebody else or anybody else? And the third pillar is, do I believe that I can manifest it? And so let's go over them briefly, one by one. What is my desire? What do I want to manifest? This goes back into abundance. What is it that lights me up in life? What is it that makes me feel really purposeful? What is it that I do that I get into the flow state with? And when I say flow state, I mean I can do it for hours on hand and never feel like a minute has passed. I want to briefly go back and say alignment is when you feel that you are in the present moment and fully connected to who you truly are. And that has different levels. And we'll talk a little bit more about that later on in this video. But just so that way you have it for this moment. And so the way that we figure these things out, who am I? And that's a complex question also, because there are multiple levels of that. But to begin with, in manifestation, start with the surface level stuff. What is it that I like? In general, what do I like? I like flowers. I love sunshine. I like whales. I like, and just start naming them off just to see what you like. And the second thing is, what do you like to do? I like to go for walks. I like to go on boat rides. I like to go to museums. Again, write it all out. Get to know yourself. And as you do this exercise and you deepen into it, you'll see that the depth of the answers that come up will change. Because you are essentially building a relationship with yourself, getting to know yourself as if you are taking yourself out on a date. Okay, so let's move on to pillar two. Does my desire exist? Can I find evidence of that desire manifested for anyone else? And this tends to be one of the easier pillars because oftentimes, it's usually something that we're wanting to manifest that we see in others, whether they have it, it's a physical, tangible thing, whether they're experiencing something that looks really delicious and that you want to experience, or there's something about them, there's something in their presence, in their being, in their personality that you really love and you'd like to explore it for yourself, right? And by showing your brain that there is evidence of somebody else be, do, or having your manifestation, your desire, you train your brain that it is possible. Now, if you are wanting to create something brand new, that's perfect. Write out all of the details about your desire and get really clear on what that is. And when you're finding the evidence of your manifestation with other people or in the world in general, also write down the different evidences and perhaps even if it is somebody in your close circle that has the desired manifestation, become more intimate with them. Ask them more questions about it. Really deeply root yourself in the presence of that manifested desire for somebody else. So that way you have a degree of energy and presence that is more than just so-and-so has a yacht and I know it's possible. And if you have a friend with a yacht, then just bring them into your circle, right? Get to know them a little bit better. And the third pillar is, do I believe that I can manifest it? And this tends to be where people get tripped up the most, because they know it's a desire. They see that other people have this desire, have manifested this desire. And now the rubber is really meeting the road. And you'll notice that when you ask yourself this question, sometimes your mind can go completely blank, or sometimes it can throw every reason at you it can possibly throw at you. So if this happens, write it all down, get it all out. And for each of the pillars, if writing isn't your thing, then do a voice note. And if voice noting is not your thing, then maybe do a meditation. But the point here is to really get it all down and out of your system. So instead of resisting all of the reasons or all of the mental chatter that is going on in your brain that says you can't have it, you can't manifest this, which is very personal, we are shining a light on it. You are shining a light on it. And when you shine a light on it, you are now empowered and you get to choose a different story that you're telling yourself about why you cannot have this particular manifestation. So, a few more things that make this incredibly helpful in this process, making it easier. The first thing is to slow down. Don't let abundance, as the fullness of life, be sped up. Really take the time to revel in it, enjoy it. It's literally the fullness of life. And so don't necessarily put it on your calendar and say, for 30 minutes, I'm going to revel in the fullness of life, right? When we slow down, it becomes life because it is life. You're just now in a place where you're able to experience it in its fullness. And as far as manifestation goes, when you slow down, you become more aware of the different thoughts and the different feelings associated with your desires. Essentially, you become present and you build awareness of, well, what is it that I truly desire? What is it that I truly want to manifest? And what are the resistances that are holding me back to that? And sometimes these can be really subtle. So we need to give them the time and the space to tell us what they are. And you're not going to be able to do that if you're running a million miles a minute. because something will just flash in your brain about, well, you can't do that because blank. And instead of taking a moment and saying, whoa, do I believe that story? No, no, no. I've chosen a different thought. Or is this an opportunity to choose a different thought and associated feeling? So we give ourselves the space to be present with how we actually are perceiving our current reality and what is possible for us. And that's what manifestation is all about. It is allowing and growing the inner wisdom from a spiritual aspect, but also from your own intuition, what it is that you enjoy, building that relationship with yourself, figuring out what real, authentic, beautiful life looks like for you, and then manifesting that in your 3D reality. But in order to know that, you need to slow down, become present with this beingness to figure out what it is that you want to create, what it is that you want to manifest. And you'll see that this process of manifestation is not just about what appears on this 3D reality in this life of yours, but you'll see that you grow and expand and become a different person. One that is more authentic, one that is more aligned with who you truly are and what your desires are. And so essentially, the inner work is always continuing, and thus the outer work, the manifestation, is also always changing. So it's this beautiful dance that the two do. It's a beautiful witness for you to see how, as you're changing your perception, as you're changing your perspective on what's possible and deepening into who you really are, the manifestation part is seeing that in your life. And the totality of all of that, that's abundance. That's the fullness of life. So I hope this was helpful. Let me know if you have other questions about specific things in this video or specific other concepts that we're talking about in the podcast or in any of my programs, and I'd be happy to elaborate or create a new video. But remember, abundance and manifestation, we can talk about it all day long. We can talk about all these concepts. But at the end of the day, it's something that can't fully be explained with words. It's something that you feel in your heart and deep in your soul. So, as you continue to try to cognitively understand these concepts, also allow yourself to let go and just feel the energy and feel the wisdom that is you. Thank you for listening to this podcast episode and being part of this community. I want to hear from you. Did something resonate with you in this episode? Are you experiencing awakenings or synchronicities in your life? Do you have any questions or ideas for the podcast in general? Email me at podcast@abundancewithathena.com or DM me on Instagram at abundancewithathena and share with me your stories. And with your permission, I'll share them with our community. And until next time, keep awakening to the abundance that's always within you.